Today's episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Are you happy because you win, or do you win because you're happy? At only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Stay tuned for the Ultra Player of the Week coming up later in this episode.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
A Thursday edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. A huge win by the Warriors last night. They come back from 19 points down, force overtime, and beat the Heat 120-112. Just a really exciting comeback win, and one that puts them over 500 for the first time this season. And they did it without Draymond Green, who was a late scratch in that game. I'll get to that here in a moment. But again, shorthanded, the Warriors trailed most of the game. They hung around, kind of kept it within double digits, and every time they'd get a little bit closer, Miami would pull away until the final 8 minutes and 40 seconds of regulation. That's when the Warriors used a 21-9 run in that final portion, and Kent Bazemore tied the game at 105 with a driving layup with 52 seconds left. The Warriors then outscored the Heat 15-7 in overtime to come away with the win. They improve again to 3 games over 500 for the first time, not only this season, but since 2019. And so again, going back to the Draymond Green situation, it was 5 minutes before tip-off, 5 minutes, real minutes, before tip-off, that the Warriors decided to pull Draymond Green out of the game. Now, why was that? Well, there was no shoot-around for the Warriors yesterday morning. And so when Draymond Green arrived to Chase Center with a sore right ankle, it was the first that the coaching staff had heard of it, and it was the first that the training staff had heard of it. And so he's going through his warm-ups, and he's a little sore, and it's a little bit in pain. And Steve Kerr pulled him aside and said, listen, you don't have to be a hero tonight. We need you for this upcoming four-game road trip. And so Draymond Green, the game being on ESPN on national TV against the Miami Heat, who were just in the NBA Finals, being the competitor that he is, probably just wanted to play. So he warms up anyway, intending to play, but then ultimately decided to do the responsible thing and sit out. And so without him, and he is, by the way, expected to play Friday against the Magic in that first game of that four-game trip, without him, they go ahead and start Michael Mulder. They go even smaller than they had been in the last 7 games with Steph Curry, Kelly Oubre, Michael Mulder, Andrew Wiggins, and Juan Toscano-Anderson. That was their starting five against a really big Miami Heat group, who led by Bam Adebayo, who just crushed them on the boards in that first half. Jimmy Butler, as physical as he is, was getting to the rim, and he played well for them. He ended up having a triple-double in the game. But it was a tale of two halves for the Warriors. In that first half, you know, they said they played well all night. They felt like they played well all night, but Miami in that first half was just making shots, and they were missing a bunch of wide-open shots, and some of that is true. Some of that's absolutely true. But Miami was also playing really good defense, I thought, in that first half. And the Warriors kind of cracked the code at the second half, found some lineups that worked for them. Without Draymond running the offense, Steph had to take more difficult shots than he ever has. He was bringing the ball up. He was pulling up on his own more than he ever was because he wasn't able to get off the ball as much and kind of whirl around the three-point line and find openings in the defense. And he finished with 25 points on 8-for-25 shooting, but it did end his streak of 10 straight games shooting at least 50% from the field. But as we'll get to later on, he did make some key shots late to get the win. Kelly Oubre and Andrew Wiggins stepped up. They both had 23 points apiece, and they made a majority of their three-pointers where Steph didn't. And so next, the Warriors will begin a four-game trip on Friday against the Magic. Draymond Green should play in that game. James Wiseman and Kevon Looney will travel for this trip that starts in Orlando Friday, goes through Charlotte, Indiana, New York, and by the end of this thing, the Warriors could have all these guys back and healthy. Draymond Green should be back Friday, like I said. James Wiseman, Kevon Looney, both expected to come back at the later stages of that trip. And so the Warriors, shorthanded the way they were, to get a big win against a tough Miami Heat team. They've been disappointing this year, but they play hard, and they should have won that game. To get that kind of win, as shorthanded as you are, to go above 500, 3 games over 500 for the first time all season, with a chance now to string together your first 3-game win streak of the season against Orlando on Friday, and getting these bodies back, these really important players back into your lineup, the Warriors now have an opportunity in front of them to do what it is that they haven't done all year, which is to string together three straight wins, and maybe start to separate themselves out in the Western Conference for a little bit, because right now they're seventh place in the West, and teams 4 through 10, 11, 12, it's really jumbled in the Western Conference. And so even a little bit of a win streak, 3-4 game wins, winning 5 of 6, 6 of 7, something like that, a stretch like that, could separate Golden State to the point where that maybe they are able to get a little bit of a cushion in the Western Conference as far as avoiding the play-in tournament, which is seeds 7 through 10. And that should be their goal right now. And they've got a really good chance against these teams. Granted, you know, like I said, Orlando, Charlotte, New York, Indiana, none of those are title contenders, but, you know, Charlotte, New York, Indiana, those are frisky teams. They're going to play hard. And it's on, you know, it's East Coast. You got to travel cross country. Those games aren't going to be easy. And the Warriors have done this to us before this season, right? This is not even the first 19-point comeback that they've had this year, right? They came back against the Lakers from 19 points and won that game. And yet, they can win 2 in a row. They can lose 2 in a row. This has just been the way they've kind of been all season long. The highs are high, and they're followed by these lows. But this feels a little bit different, considering that they did it on a night where Steph Curry wasn't playing all that well. They were getting key contributions from other players, and they weren't even healthy. And it was a spirited comeback, and they're going to get healthy, and they have some momentum. And these are going to be tough games, but certainly winnable ones. And this could be ultimately the defining stretch of the first half of the Warriors season. It's time for our Ultra Player of the Week. Joy creates success, and that's something Michelob Ultra at 2.6 carbs and 95 calories understands, and was embodied last night by Kent Bazemore, who came up huge with 26 points off the bench, including the game-tying layup to send the game into overtime. And after the game, he and Steph Curry shared a great moment, celebrating after the win. Kent Bazemore got the post-game interview with ESPN. Steph Curry hung back, waited for his teammate to come off the court. Steve Kerr talked about Bazemore after the game, called him the difference in the game. And that was absolutely true. What strikes me with Kent Bazemore this season is the Warriors need guys who can just make stuff happen. They have so many guys who play their roles. Michael Mulder, Juan Toscano-Anderson, and play their roles really well. Even Andrew Wiggins, he's always going to really hover between 17 and 23 points. He's not really a guy who's this year going to go off for 40 points. And Kelly Oubre is kind of one of those guys. But with him, you expect him now to be scoring in double figures. And by the way, his run recently has been really good. He's been playing really good basketball for the Warriors lately. But Kent Bazemore is one of these guys who comes in and, you know, maybe he gives you 6 points off the bench. But on a night like tonight where he gives you 26 points off the bench. And that's why Steve Kerr not only calls him the difference maker in the game, but kind of called him a little bit of a wild card too. Where he's a guy that you could throw in there, and if the team needs it, he can go and get you that kind of stuff. I mean, this is not... Kent Bazemore signed a $40 million contract in his career. He did this for Atlanta for a year. He had his. He was doing this for the Kings the second half of last season after the trade deadline. Last season. And so it's not something you can expect every night, but the Warriors need guys who can make stuff happen, who can force the issue. And Kent Bazemore sees the openings in the defense last night. The floor is spread with all the attention paid to Steph Curry and Wiggins and Oubre from three-point range. And the game was on the line, and he saw an opening, and he put his head down. He drove to the rim and scored the game-tying layup. Without that layup, the Warriors lose that game, and the comeback falls short. So Kent Bazemore, he was huge. He is the Ultra Player of the Week. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra, who reminds you, are you happy because you win, or do you win because you're happy? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. It's time for our stat of the game, and going 5 for 20 from three-point range, Steph Curry missed more three-pointers than in any game in his career last night, but it didn't matter. Because he came up big in the fourth, he made two dagger three-pointers in overtime to put the Heat away, and that confidence and his ability to pull up regardless of those misses just speaks to, again, his confidence and his killer instinct. And that is a word, a phrase, that is so rarely used with Steph Curry, killer instinct. When you think killer instinct, who do you think? You think Michael Jordan. You even think a guy like Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, the way that those guys sort of carry themselves, Kawhi Leonard, the way that they carry themselves leads people to use that kind of phrase, killer instinct. Steph Curry is not killer instinct. He's more joy, right? You think killer instinct, mean mugging. Steph Curry doesn't do that. That's not the way he plays. He plays with shimmy. He plays with a scowl sometimes. But it's always with joy. It's always joyful. He's always enjoying what he's doing out there. So you don't really think killer instinct when it comes to Steph Curry. Last night was killer instinct, and that was proof that he has that. You don't get to where you are if you're Steph and not have that killer instinct. And it is something, it's a phrase that we should use more often when it comes to Steph. And look, the resume, he's got two MVPs. He doesn't have any finals MVPs. If he had a finals MVP, maybe that word would be used more often with Steph Curry. But last night, missing 15 three-pointers in that game, being ran off the line, and not having his teammate in Draymond Green, who has made things so much easier for him and has helped power these MVP-type numbers that he's had recently. All of that, despite all of that, he keeps shooting. Of the 25 shots he took, 20 of them were from three-point range. You could argue, anybody, stop shooting them. Anybody else, stop shooting. You're missing. You've missed 15 of your 23. Stop shooting them. Not with Steph, no. He puts in the work. He's got the resume. He's got the track record. You trust it every time he pulls up. And he was double-teamed all night regardless of that, and he should be. And yet in the fourth quarter, he helped lead that comeback. And in overtime, hit two huge three-pointers. Andrew Wiggins also had a huge three-pointer in overtime. Don't want to let that go away. But Steph made those back-to-back three-pointers in overtime that just put the nail in the coffin, crushed the Miami Heat, gave Miami their worst loss of the season, a team that was already reeling, their worst loss of the season, and gave the Warriors their best win of the season. And so why can't we talk about killer instinct more often when we discuss Steph Curry? And that's something that I would like to put to you guys. We talk, like, the vocabulary around, when you're in the league as long as you are, like Steph Curry is, the vocabulary around that type of player, it kind of just takes on a life of its own and it becomes pretty standard, right? Take a guy like Giannis, freak, right? Freak is always the word that you throw out with Giannis. With LeBron, right? Athleticism, basketball IQ, all that stuff. That's what you throw around with LeBron James. With Steph, you know, break the game, change the game, that kind of stuff. We tend to think so much about the three-point shot by itself, but what else he's doing off on the court, the way that he's getting to the rim now this year, the way that he's, you know, scoring in the mid-range this year, not last night necessarily, but this season, yeah, absolutely. The way that he's evolved his own game and is playing the best basketball of his career. And he is. I really, truly believe he is playing better right now than he ever has because he doesn't have as much help, and he's doing it on his own every single night. Damian Lillard is a guy who we talk about with killer instinct. We talk about Damian Lillard all the time with killer instinct, and we should. He absolutely has that killer instinct. He's proven that time and time again. But hasn't Steph Curry also? Does Steph not have that killer instinct? That ability to pull up from the logo whenever he sees fit, to trust his gut, to trust his own work, despite maybe the shooting numbers on any given night. That's the definition of killer instinct, is it not? So for him to do what he did last night, and to do what he has done all season, I will remind you, his two highest scoring games of his career have come this season. 57 points and 62 points. That happened this year. And you're going to tell me he's not playing the best basketball of his career? And you're going to tell me that despite the Warriors not having a realistic chance at winning the championship this year, that he has not put in the work and he does not have that killer instinct? So why can't we talk about Steph more often in regards to killer instinct? Why is it that he continues to get the hate on Twitter and trolled on Twitter and trolled by the old school, you know, basketball player community? Because he's a jump shooter? Because he doesn't look like those types of players, those old school type players, those players like LeBron and Giannis, like Kobe. He doesn't look like those guys. He's got the killer instinct, and he's doing it differently than anybody else has ever done it. Damian Lillard is following in his footsteps, not the other way around. And he's got the killer instinct. And he does. And so does LeBron. And so does Kawhi. And so did Kobe. And so did Michael. So does Steph Curry. Steph Curry has that killer instinct too. We need to start talking about that a little bit more. Coming up, we've got our Twitter question of the game. But first, let's talk about Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. And I hate to say this, guys, but my girlfriend has been sucking me into some reality TV lately. I'm not ready to admit what shows they are right now, but I will tell you, during the offseason, I was watching Dancing with the Stars, and if I could have put money on Nelly, I would have. BetOnline has real-time updated odds, props on almost everything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Again, head to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use that promo code LOCKEDON. Again, the promo code LOCKEDON will get you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Let's also talk about our friends over at Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all the parts you need for your car, especially now, where you might not be able to visit a traditional store. So do it easily online at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low without the markup that you find at chain stores or car dealerships. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. When you need fantasy basketball advice, it's important that you have a reliable source. More people trust Josh Lloyd, host of Locked On Fantasy Basketball, than any other fantasy basketball podcast. Subscribe to the number one fantasy basketball podcast, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, wherever you get podcasts. It is time for our Twitter question of the game, and I will admit that I have stole this question from my friend Connor Letourneau, who does a great job covering the Warriors beat for the San Francisco Chronicle. He put out a call for a mailbag this morning before I started recording. I didn't have time to do the same thing or really just find my own question, so I'm stealing this from his tweet, the replies in his tweet. So sorry, Connor, and sorry to Snipa Curry, who may have not wanted his question answered by me, but nonetheless, it's going to happen. Snipa Curry asks Connor, if Miami continues to struggle, is there a possibility that Andre Iguodala gets bought out and we use the DPE on him? Now, Andre Iguodala obviously plays for the Miami Heat right now. There has been some conversations in my mentions and in others that, hey, maybe, especially when Kelly Oubre was struggling, and he's, again, played really well for the Warriors lately, could you trade Kelly Oubre, just swap him for Andre Iguodala and you know, reunite Iguodala with the Warriors? I don't know that that would necessarily be something that they would do. And I know I floated this idea out there on my crossover pod with David Ramil yesterday when we were previewing the Warriors-Heat game. Would the Heat do Andre Iguodala and Kendrick Nunn for Kelly Oubre? And I think it would be something that the Warriors would have to think about because I think they could use a guy like Kendrick Nunn off the bench. And obviously they would probably welcome some sort of reunion with Andre Iguodala a little bit. But I also don't think that they're that motivated to get that much older at that position. I don't know if Iguodala would even start for you, even though I suppose he might have to. You know, you probably bring him off the bench still and start like Kent Bazemore or something. But what Oubre has given you defensively and the way that he's been shooting the three ball lately, which at this point, when he puts it up, I kind of expect it to go in. He's been shooting that well as of recently. But I don't know that the Warriors would go that far. Maybe you have to throw in a pick if you're Miami. Maybe another young asset like a KZ Akpala or something like that. Maybe if you're the Heat, you have to do the Warriors a favor and take Alan Smilegeach or a Brad Wanamaker or something like that off their hands. But I don't know that that would necessarily be a trade that the Warriors would do. I was just proposing it to David on that podcast, wondering if the Heat would do that, just trying to gauge the temperature around Kelly Oubre and the trade market that could exist for him in the league. So that was really the point of why I did that. That said, to answer this question that was not asked of me, if Andre Iguodala gets bought out, could the Warriors use the DPE? Yeah, they absolutely could use it. And maybe they would. Because if you think about what the Warriors want to do this season, they want to be a top 10 defense. That's been the mission statement all year long. Andre Iguodala would help them do that. He's not the defender that he was even in his last couple of years in Golden State, but he's helpful on that end. And he's a good veteran presence for this team. And he could teach them some things. And by the way, he can run some offense for you and do some of these things, especially if Draymond Green, when he goes out, you got really nobody else who could do that. And so it would be helpful to have a guy like Iggy available to you. Maybe it's not super sixth man the way that he was during the dynasty years, but maybe it's more even a break glass in case of emergency type option. But if the Heat were to buy him out or trade him somewhere else and then he gets bought out from that team, because we know that Andre Iguodala will only play for a certain amount of teams in this league for whatever reason, that maybe if he were to get bought out and be on the open market, Iguodala would want to go to Golden State. He would be the first one to call them, I would guess. And if that's the case, how could the Warriors say no? Even if you could argue, well, you should use that money on a big man or something else, you could get a big man somehow with the minimum contract. You don't need to use the DPE. And by the way, you have some smaller DPEs that you can use if you wanted to go that route as well. But you've got the full $9 million DPE that you can use on Iguodala, and he would have a market if he got bought out. I don't know. It would be something that you'd have to think about if you're the Warriors. Obviously, it would cost you some money, more in luxury taxes and things like that. You'd have to get off of salary some other way. Maybe you can get another team to absorb, again, an Allen Smiley-Geach or a Brad Wanamaker type of contract. But it is something they would have to think about. But that'll do it for me today. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, and say nice things about the show. We're going to try something new here, a new version of the mailbag. So rather than grabbing questions off of Twitter or from my email inbox, I want to do a 5-star review mailbag. So how do you ask a question? Go to Apple Podcasts, find Locked On Warriors, subscribe if you're not subscribed already, or unsubscribe and then resubscribe because that helps us too. And then leave a 5-star review, say something nice about the show, and then in that review, leave your question. And once we get to half a dozen to a dozen of these, we will do that version of the mailbag. We're trying to drive more 5-star reviews toward the podcast. We want to get some more positive feedback, more things like that. Constructive feedback is welcome as well, but we're trying to keep this positive and at least, you know, leave a 5-star review there. Trying to drive some of the reviews up and get some exposure going for this show. Very transparent what I'm trying to do here. And I think it would be a fun way to answer some of your questions. So thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning.